Australian True Crime. The live show is coming.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is an Australian True Crime shortcut. It's an abridged version of this week's more detailed full episode, which is also available on our feed right now. There are links in the show notes, and there's extra material to go along with this episode on our Facebook page.
The producers of this podcast recognise the traditional owners of the land on which it's recorded. They pay respect to the Aboriginal elders past, present, and those emerging.
The following podcast contains content of a graphic, violent nature and is not suitable for children.
Growing up, I knew that my father was a bad man. But when I reached my 20s, I made a shocking discovery. In 1977, before I was born, my then 19-year-old father strangled a woman to death. I'm Nina Young, and this is My Father, the Murderer.
Journalist Nina Young made a podcast documenting her search for the truth about her father. It's called My Father, the Murderer, and there's a link in the show notes so you can subscribe. Nina uncovered much more than she could ever have imagined about her father and also about her own mother, Denise.
This is Australian True Crime with Michelle Laurie and Emily Webb.
Both Nina and Denise Young join us separately today to talk about their impressions of the man in question, Alan Ladd. We'll also talk about the profound impact on their relationship of not talking enough about him for most of Nina's life, and then talking about little else for the last 2 years. We start with Nina.
She had a really different perspective on him to me. And I think some of my research in the podcast kind of changed a lot of that for her. I think she came out of it with a really different view of who he was when she sort of knew him.
Gosh, that's really interesting. I mean, she's got major heartbreak associated with this story somewhere along the line.
She really does. And I think that she's only just now working through the trauma of it. I think she's someone who likes to compartmentalize things a little bit and bury things down. So I think now is when she's really actually starting to realize that, you know, what she went through was abuse and it's normal to have feelings about that, you know.
Could you tell us about your mum's relationship with your dad?
My mum was a young woman who decided to become a tutor at a prison. If you knew my mum, it wouldn't be that odd a choice. She's a really lovely lady and she loves to help people. So she decided to become a tutor and help prisoners with their HSC. And that is where she met the man who would turn out to be my father. They actually fell in love in prison, and she didn't really know what he was in for. It just wasn't something he wanted to talk about a lot. He didn't actually reveal until they'd been together for quite a while what it was, and that he'd actually murdered a woman. That was a big shock for her and something she had to come to terms with. As he was getting out of prison, she became pregnant with me. So things got a little bit more complex in terms of their relationship and her commitment with him. And so then I was born, and he got out of prison, and he was good for a little while, and then sort of predictably became violent towards mum, and she had to flee from him in the night with me and my brother. And then things really went downhill for me in my teenage years when Alan appeared on Australia's Most Wanted. So I was, I think, 13 or 14. I might be mixing up the timeline, but I walked in and my mum was watching Australia's Most Wanted, and she had to say, "Hey, your dad's on the run."
What had he done then?
Oh, manslaughter. So he had killed a man that he and his son had been staying with.
The children and the family members of offenders are suffering as well, and you're not guilty of anything. You haven't done anything. Unfortunately, though, you can be shamed out of talking.
That's been more of a problem for mum than for me, because there's a real stigma around women who are in abusive relationships. Yeah. And particularly in her case, people are like, "Well, you met him in prison. What did you expect?" So I think she's been really nervous about doing these interviews and talking to people, because she just is waiting for everybody to shame her, which I think is really disgusting, to be honest.
It is, totally.
Because she's the victim. This is a woman who's done nothing wrong.
Mm. It's very courageous then, in that case, for your mum to have participated in the book, isn't it?
Yeah, I gave her a lot of outs, but she was keen to do it, and I just hope it's a really good experience for her in the long run. I think it's uncovered a lot that she had compartmentalized and didn't want to think about. And I think that she had still sort of painted Alan as a nicer man than he was before I started presenting her with a lot of evidence. She didn't even read the original court transcript. She didn't really know the details of the crime. She only knew what he'd said. And it was 1,000 times worse than what he had told her.
We're reading verbatim from the police report here, and just a quick warning that some of the language is outdated and pretty offensive. We aren't using the name of the victim at the request of her family, and we've chosen to beep out the name of the witness in the police report.
On the morning of the 29th of May, 1977, a man named walked into Norseman Police Station.
"I have come to report a murder, as it is my duty to do so. A girl has been murdered last night and is buried in the bush somewhere. My son is home. He's in a terrible state and fears for his life. He came home late this morning and was crying and is terrified. He told me that he was in the bush with a native girl and a man called Alan Ladd."
The man who witnessed the crime was too disturbed by what he'd seen to go to the police himself.
"He thinks his own life is in danger, as Ladd told him that he would kill him and put him in a hole if he told anybody about it."
The police went to the witness's house but struggled to get much sense from him.
"Very little information could be gained, except that he stated a girl had been murdered and was buried in bushland about a quarter of a mile east of Norseman off the Iron King Road."
The police asked him to accompany them to the crime scene. Once there, the shaken man showed police where the crime had taken place.
"He indicated to Sergeant Short by pointing his hand at a still smouldering campfire and said that the native girl, Ladd, and himself had built the fire about midnight and had sat in its warmth and drank a bottle of wine. Further 10 yards east, a set of upper false teeth were found on the ground. He stated that they were his and he had vomited them out when Ladd killed the girl. He then pointed to a small mound of earth about 7 yards to the west and said, 'That's where her clothes are buried.' Again, from the same spot, he pointed to the southeast and said, 'You will find her over there. I won't go with you. I can still hear her screaming.'"
The police found the woman buried in a shallow grave.
Nina's mother, Denise Young, joins us now to tell her story, despite her fears about what people would ask and say about her.
I really realised, probably after he'd been out for about a year, that things were not going to get better and probably much worse. And at that point, I think I started to plot how I was going to leave. Eventually, I put the house that I half owned onto the market, and I got a car that I was going to drive across the Nullarbor with the kids in it, because I had a dog and I didn't know how we were going to bring the dog back.
That concept of safe time for women when they are trying to plan and flee a relationship, I mean, that's a big question for women, isn't it? Because that's often the most dangerous time for them.
Absolutely. And that's the time when he grabbed me by the throat when I said I was going to leave and held me up against the wall. And I went into a real, I thought, well, this is it, you know, this might be the end. So I just went kind of passive and quiet, and mercifully he didn't keep on. But I think it would have happened. I think had I stayed, that's what would have happened. But I was very lucky that I think the night before we left, I was staying with a girlfriend because I was already worried about our safety. And it was my son's 9th birthday party. And because I'm such an idiot, I invited him to come as well. And he whacked me really hard across the face so that I kind of almost fell down and screamed. So the whole neighbourhood woke up. My girlfriend gathered all the children from the birthday party onto her veranda and got an axe so she was ready. And then when I got inside, she said to me, "You're leaving. You're going. We're getting you out of here tomorrow." You invest an enormous amount in a relationship like this. You put huge hope, huge optimism, huge love, and you try to make a family that works. And then when it all starts to fall down, there's bits of it that you're still clinging to. You know, he would want to come to my son's birthday party, and he did. But afterwards, he made my life more difficult. Probably within a year, I got back with the guy I went to Perth with the same man that I had left to have a relationship with Alan. That was really nice, and we've been together now for 35 years or something, 36 years. certainly, yeah, no, he's great. He's been great. He really has been fabulous for me. So, and I hope I've been good for him too. Yeah, it has been wonderful.
Thank you to our guests, Nina and Denise Young. Don't forget there's a link to My Father the Murderer, the podcast, in the show notes, and the book of the same name is available now. And thank you for downloading this episode of Australian True Crime. We'll be back next week.
This has been another Smart Fella production in conjunction with the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Australian True Crime. The live show is coming.